Hi there, you're listening to the Conversations with Uncle Kevin podcast. This is a podcast that inspires dreamers to pursue their passions and inspire their journeys. My name is Kevin Masundiri and I'm best known for my YouTube channel, Uncle Kevin Reacts. In this podcast, I sit down with achievers, overachievers, and doers to talk about their process, lessons they've learned, and how to make an impact.
Yo, what up guys? Welcome back to the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Emmanuel. The E is not silent, by the way. It's a very, I don't know the English word. But, my man, hi. Say hi to the people, mate.
What's up? I'm happy to be here. So,
welcome. How's your day been today?
Boring, but...
What you mean boring, mate? It's like we're in winter. You're not supposed to be snowboarding and shit.
Well, I haven't met up with Roy yet to go, so when I meet up with him, then yeah, for sure.
But you can do it yourself, yeah? You can be out there.
I haven't learned, so I'm not trying to like tumble down a mountain.
It's not that bad, trust me, it's not that bad.
Have you gone?
Not yet, but...
Yeah, we're supposed to go together.
Well, you can do it outside. I saw kids, yeah, there's a park down there. There was nobody there.
Oh, you mean like sledding?
Oh, the sledding. And some of them were literally like
doing
the whole thing.
Yeah, I did that, but that's nothing.
Oh, so you're on the whole mountain.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, have y'all ever seen black people on the mountain? She gonna
be That's a stereotype. Black people can do anything. It's a sport.
Listen, it's a spot, but my Caribbean ass ain't going up there. I ain't putting myself in no danger, but I feel you. Otherwise, how's your day? Tell us about your life, mate. Like, what you up to?
Me? I'm just a student and a human being going through it.
Student, what are you studying?
I study Associate of Arts degree at Copeland College. Yeah, but that's it for now. Just studying and working.
A session of arts, what's that?
Huh?
What's blah, something in arts?
Oh, associate.
Oh, associate of arts. I was like, okay, what the hell?
No, it's not that complicated.
What you plan on doing with it?
Maybe going into acting and any other arts. You know, I like art.
So. All right. Acting. I saw it in your thing. Do you produce music?
I have a friend who does.
Oh, so you're recording that and then taking that cloud, eh?
No. He actually asked me to do it for him. Because he needs people to buy his beats. So if you ever need beats, contact Mugs Out Beats. Contact me.
Look at him putting in the plug. All right, I'm not sponsored, by the way. They're not paying me for this.
But... not yet.
That's what's up. So do you sing or anything in music? Nope.
No, but I hope in the future. Okay, here's the thing. I feel like one day in the future, mm-hmm, I will do it, but I don't know when. Like, I try to like write once in a while. I feel like I'm good at writing music, but the singing part, I think I will need some practice, maybe with the flows or that kind of thing.
But, makes sense. But all right. What type of music would you make? Afro? Was that a stereotype?
I might make Afro, but right now I would be inclined to making drill.
Ooh.
Or like maybe just a nice like R&B song, that kind of thing.
Okay, all right. I
love music generally, so
of all things,
feel like I would like to be challenged. Like,
make drill. Of all things, drill. Who makes drill? Stormzy makes drill. Yeah. Okay. Or
Dave, RD. Yeah, those kind of people.
No, not hot.
No.
All right. Who's your favorite out of them all? Like, UK people.
Okay, out of them all, Stormzy was the person I discovered first, but right now I feel like the hottest would be somewhere between RD and Santan Dave. Yeah. So
you, how, okay, wait. You from Nigeria, yeah? Mm-hmm. And then, how does one leave Afrobeats for drill? Like, help us, help me make sense of this.
Okay, here's the thing. With Afrobeats, first of all, you like, when you make Afrobeats, it's usually in like Pidgin English or like Igbo or Yoruba, that kind of thing. And I've never written music in, say, those languages. I've always written in like plain English. Mm-hmm. So it's like, and then maybe because I feel like I said, with the flows and stuff, like, you know, like flowing with the beat, like, say, and you're like trying to like, do I go like Davido? Do I? But with drill, it's like everybody kind of have the same flow. Like, if you saw my Instagram, there's this thing I made called Whack Bars. Oh. So it's just like any drill beat, they almost have the same kind of flow.
It's crazy. Yeah, I listened to a little bit of drill last year during the pandemic, but that was it. All right. And then tell us, so when did you leave Nigeria?
I actually left in 2016.
Damn, man.
Yeah.
So you're no longer Nigerian at all. Like, you're done.
I'm still.
You left it. You're like, I'm done with y'all.
Partially.
Peace, motherfucker. Oh, shit. No swearing. Why? For school?
For school, yeah. And for a better life. To give the peoples a better life. So.
What you mean, better life? It's cold like crazy.
I mean, yes, it's cold, but, and I dread the cold, just so you know, yeah. But things work here, right? If you put in the work, you see the results happening. Oh. But back home in places like that, because of evil leaders and stuff, you put in the work, you're not reaping, people are reaping your own benefits. Like, you're not reaping where you sow.
Yep,
it's not fair. So
I feel you. I know it. I'm just acting a fool, but I know it. I know a bit of
the same reason you're here.
Nah, me, I love my people. Blink. Blink if you're okay. I value my life now. But now, so you have a plan on going back?
I think so.
To stay or just visit?
Visits, yes. Mm-hmm. Stay, depending on how society turns out. I feel like with the way things are going, I'm gonna wake up when they fed up. But I believe by then I would have made the right amount of money to be like, you know what? I don't need y'all anymore. I'm out. Like, first class. Boom.
Yeah. For me, the weather this month, I was like, yeah, you know what? Yo.
Yeah, but I know there's a stage, maybe starting this year or next year, whereby once it's winter time, I'm going home.
Yeah.
That's what my dad does, so.
Oh, your whole family moved yet?
No. He visits me. My parents, sometimes they visit.
Oh, nice.
But once it's like October, they're like, yeah, we're going to bounce.
It's been love.
We'll see you in April.
That's the plan, man. I wish I could do that. Like, it's not doable, this, man. Like, especially this year, the winter?
Yeah.
I wasn't ready.
Well, being kind of unwell, like, was kind of a blessing in disguise, because I wanted to step out in that, like, minus 15.
Yeah.
But then I wasn't feeling well that day, and
it saved you.
Yeah.
Saved you a lot of pain, trust me.
Yeah.
It wasn't pretty. Listen, your celebrity here keeps getting messages. Ladies, relax.
I am not a celebrity. Nobody knows me. I'm a hermit.
Oh, come on. I'll be on your Instagram, man. You TikTok famous. Stop lying to people.
I wish.
We see you dancing.
Yeah, maybe. Hopefully one day I'll get famous.
So you're a TikTok dancer? You do all the trends or?
No. I dance, but I want to stop posting on TikTok. But the thing is, if I want to post, then I want to get famous on it. But the thing is, it's too much work, at least for now. Because I kind of run a little experiment on TikTok, like with the algorithm. And I found out if you want to be like TikTok famous, I don't know if I should be revealing these secrets, but
hey, that's the point of the pod, man. We help people.
If you want to have a chance at like making it, you have to start with minimum 3 videos a day. So my first 3-4 videos are like okay, like, because like I think they do a good job of actually like exposing your content to the right crowd. But the thing is, you gotta keep it coming. So from the experiment I ran, as soon as you post, you start getting views. Let's say you post it in the morning, then you post another one in the afternoon, that one's getting views, the other one's getting views, and then you post in the evening, they're all climbing up at the same time. But as soon as you stop, they kind of stop. Starting with the first one then. So you just have to keep
putting it out. Yeah.
So it's like, I could do one video a day, but like three.
That's what's up, man. Be famous, make money.
So, but I'm actually thinking maybe actually putting in the work for 3 videos a day. I mean, it's hard, but hey, if you want.
It's dancing, man. It's just 3 songs.
Yeah.
How hard can it be?
Well, true. Like, I mean, on paper, it's...
Yeah, it's
just... Even for me, it's, like, kind of easy. But the thing is, like, as much as I love dancing, like, it is a big part of my life. But then it kind of becomes my whole life. Because then I would have to, like, be going out. Because when I don't want to, like, stay in, like, I could be at home and, like, just stay in the living room and just make dance videos every day in the living room. But it's like, if when I want to make content, I want to make quality content.
Yeah,
so I want to go out and say, I don't want to use the same background all the time. So let's say I make one video in Canada Place, I want to make another one at, say, on top of Grouse Mountain. So that's a lot.
But you see, yeah, now you're doing too much. But you can still do it. Like, you can go to Canada Place, right, and shoot, like, I don't know, 20 videos of you just dancing there. Then Grouse another 20. There, 20. And then you have your catalog of videos. And then you just put them out. 3 a day. Oh, fuck. But, but, yeah, I've seen people dance like crazy on thing, but have only... It's like 0 likes. You're like, what the hell? Let me like for them.
Yeah.
But then I guess it's because it's not creative. Every time it's the same.
That's what I'm saying. Like, thing. You have to like give. Like, you know, there's things you just see and you're like, you can't help but like it. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you want to create content that good. It's not just about, if it's like just putting out content, I could do that. Like, I could put up, like, even when I make videos.
Yeah.
And the problem is, after I make them, I would have to be, like, even when other people come and, like, this video is good, upload it. Yeah. If I watch that video after editing it, if I'm not hyped about it, I'm not uploading it. Whoa. Like, it's good, but, or at least everybody thinks so, but I don't know the way I see things. Maybe I'm perfectionist, but once I look at it, I'm just like, nah, no,
not doing.
If it. You see me, if you see something I uploaded, just know that as soon as I finished and I played it, I was jumping in the living room, or at least I was like giddy on the chair.
Yeah.
So
you prefer dancing more than making music? That's what I'm seeing. Cause you're putting in the work with the dances.
Yeah. I prefer dancing.
So would you be like a professional dancer and stuff, or would you consider it?
I would consider being
UCB.
Okay, here's the thing. I actually think I'm professional, because like, at least for the most part, I know there's people that are better than me out there, but like, I feel like with how good I am in my ability, I feel like I could do a pretty good job. Like, but the thing is, I guess you probably need someone to certify you to be professional. I don't
know. Nah, I think you just need to work. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, if you, I don't know, find an artist, or I don't know how dance works. Like,
there's different ways. Like, you could go to a dance studio, choreograph some things. Maybe get an agent, get a, there's dance agents, right?
Yeah.
And get them to get you dancing gigs. And yeah, or you could go to a world tournament and yeah, but.
Which route would you prefer?
Honestly, to be honest, like, I just like it. So anyway, it doesn't matter to me. I just love doing
just
it.
Just love dancing. Would you dance, what's his name? Who's your favorite, like, artist, dancer?
Like, musician or just generally?
Okay, I know musician. If there's one who's famous, who's a dancer who doesn't sing?
Okay, I will name a few.
Yeah.
Kida the Great, Jay Blaze, there's this.
I know the Jabberwockies.
Yeah, the Jabberwockies are good, very good. Who else? What's this other guy's name? Like, some of them I keep forgetting their name, but they're like on Instagram. And then, yeah, then those are like lit twins.
Oh, yeah, those boys.
Yeah, Fiction. Okay, nah. Yeah. Then for like artists that dance, my favorite right now would be, well, for so long right now, will be, one of them would be Michael Jackson, Chris Brown.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
I believe he is the best alive.
Which? Chris Brown?
Chris Brown.
Yeah, Chris Brown is.
Right now.
Michael's not here anymore, so Chris Brown is the best for me. Like, sometimes if I want to, like, get inspired, I just, like, open Chris Brown music videos just to, like, see something and be like, okay.
What about Usher?
Doesn't have an influence on me, really, to be. Like, he's a good dancer, don't get me wrong, but I guess maybe because of, like, the timeline of me growing up, like, I did listen to some Usher music,
but yeah,
I never really saw that many Usher music videos, so
fair enough, because that's one thing I know, like, in the between 2010 to 2020, like, everyone was like, you want to see Chris Brown versus Usher, Chris Brown versus Usher, yeah, who would win?
But I mean, yeah, I've seen Usher dance in like party video with Chris Brown, and New Flame also in a Chris Brown video, so it's like, okay, I'm like, okay, he is good, like, but I've never like sat down to like watch an Usher music video.
I'm trying to think, who else dances? Omarion, that's it.
I don't think Omarion dances.
He dances, he used to, didn't
I? Well, see, these are, I listen to their music, but like, okay, if I watch an artist's music video, like, that means they have to be, like, really good. Like, I have to listen to it a lot to be like, you know what? Let me even look at this video.
All right. Makes sense. So yeah. Chris Brown's people, hit him up. He wants to challenge you. He wants to challenge you. What do you think of Drake's dance? Did you see No Guidance?
No.
I was like, represent, bro.
No.
Represent us, the nut.
Like, I mean, I get it was a skit, but like, but the thing is, the thing with Drake's dancing that I respect is he's not afraid to own up to the fact that, okay, I'm not a great dancer, but I'm still gonna move my body. Like, you go to like hang out with people at, say, parties, and people don't want to dance just because they feel they're not good enough. Like, for me, it's like, if you're feeling the music, just move to it. You don't have to be like doing the woes and like moving up and down. You just have to like
But the problem is, you start doing too much next to me now. It's like, come on. Come on, relax, bro. All right, cool. We get it.
That's me. Like,
I get your body moves that way. I'm trying. In my head, I'm doing what you're doing, but now you're doing too much. See, that's the problem. You just gotta chill. Like, just rock your head or do the Batman thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or you could just stand beside the wall and just like nod your head and like, or you do what I call the Nigerian Christian mother dance, just like
nah, but see,
side to side.
Y'all be having fun, man. When you see people dancing, just like, damn, that's fun.
And it
I'm in this club just here looking all
No, but it takes a lot of practice, that's the thing. Like, but I wasn't good from the beginning, but I used to lock myself in. like when nobody was home back in Nigeria, and just like put up Michael Jackson videos and just watch it and like copy the moves.
Yeah, just dance.
And then slowly I came out of my, once I started seeing I was getting good, then started like showcasing it, and Chris Brown took over.
You're a Breezy fan. Well, you're gonna get canceled, but anyway,
I don't care.
Good luck. Good luck with the Chris Brown. Good luck with your Chris Brown ways.
I haven't made money yet. When I made money, you can come and cancel.
Good luck with the Chris Brown ways. My bro, though, like, I couldn't even put out my, what's it called? Spotify rap. Because, like, damn. Damn. You're like, my top 10 is just like Chris Brown. Okay. He's my guy. I'm loyal. Man. What's up, Breezy? Listen, Breezy, if I do get canceled, man, just come on my podcast once. Once I'll make up my money.
Yeah. Man.
All right.
Yeah. I just want, when I, like, I feel like if I want to get canceled, like, they should wait till I get to, like, Dave Chappelle's status, because that's, like, uncancelable.
Well, I don't think you can get canceled. Like, it's just a thing people say, but.
Yeah.
The problem is, it's companies, right? That's what I believe about canceling, because it's like, I can say you're canceled, and then what? Like, I can't stop you from getting a job, but then companies that will be like, yes, we got you.
Yeah.
Now you're canceled.
You're done now.
No, you're done. Now we won't give it to you.
No more concerts, the baby.
Yeah, no more concerts. Like, it's like, come on. But yeah. See, we are all proud until it comes for the bank account. Like, damn, don't touch my money. But you think he'll be back?
What?
The baby.
Yeah, I think he'll be fine. Like, it's like, okay, here's the thing. Like, yeah, if you're gonna get canceled, like, once you get canceled, like, just, I don't know, just keep doing you, I guess. Like, don't pay attention to it. Because, okay, here's me. If I see that I'm getting canceled, I feel like I would delete Twitter off my phone and all that. Like, if I can't see it, it cannot affect me.
Yeah.
And just keep living my life. The only thing is, maybe, let's say my concert got canceled out here from, like, my agent or something. Like, hey, you go.
Oh, yeah, we're losing money now, bro.
Yeah, but I'd be like, okay, yeah, I lost that one. Try to find another one. And just keep doing you. I guess if you put out great music, people will forget, at least for the most part, most people will get canceled, will forget that you got canceled, like Chris Brown, right? Like, yeah. How many times has he been canceled? What, like, once, twice?
But he got fans. Man. I don't know if the baby has those type of fans, because, like, I know myself, okay.
I mean, I listen to the baby, but I'm not like, if he puts out good music, I'm going to listen to it regardless of whether he got canceled or not.
Yeah, that's what I think Chris Brown has. He lets the music speak for itself.
Yeah.
Okay, cancel me, but hit after hit after hit. Like, yeah. Oh, crap, he's hard to ignore.
Yeah.
But so. I feel, anyway, enough of this getting canceled.
Yeah, just do what Dave Chappelle does and say, Twitter is not a real place.
Mean me, real life.
And yeah, exactly. And he hasn't posted or tweeted anything in how many years, and he doesn't let it get to him. He probably doesn't even use social media.
But yeah, he's a comedian. He can get away with anything, man.
True.
I listened to a guy.
But Kevin Hart couldn't get away with stuff, though.
Like what? The man is probably one of the highest grossing actors right now.
He is, but like,
you took away the Oscars. That's it. There, keep your Oscars. Like, I'll take the money.
True.
It's the Oscars that lost out, because the guy was hot at that time, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, that would have been something in history. But now you are stuck with whoever you're stuck with.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I guess his work is speaking for itself again.
Yeah. That's what's up. And then what happened to your YouTube career, man? I was like, this guy, you're pranking someone and then you disappear. What in the name of Kendrick Lamar was that? Like,
okay, social media and like content creation is easy, but it's hard. Like, when you create content, you have, like I said before, you have to like go out every day and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, I have school, I have work, I need money, I gotta pay rent, right? Like, so, but the thing is, I'm trying to set up a system whereby I don't have to worry about, say, rent or school. Yeah. Once that is in place, which I'm working on, I will do, content creation will be my life, basically. Because that I can get a car, I will go to all those locations I want to go to.
Yeah.
Make all those videos, get, like, someone to help me film, someone to help me edit. But, like I was, I'm trying to make, like, for example, I'm trying to make, like, a web series on YouTube. Like, where, like, basically it's based off of, like, it's called... The Misadventures of Chibike. So Chibike is like one of my nicknames. So basically it's like taking like mishaps that happened to me in like real life and like turning them into like funny videos, you know what I mean? It's like that, like they are, some of them or most of them actually happened, and it's just, but and they're really, it's like really funny experiences. Like, like I remember, for like, for example, one time I live with my cousin, right? One time he had an appointment, like, and he had to do with the immigration, and if he didn't, if he missed that appointment, his visa would expire and he would have to go back home. So I was chilling that morning in the living room, and my guy just woke up and just ran out and was like, fuck, I'm done. He's like, bro, you're gonna send me home today. He's like, yo, I'm like, when is your, what time is your appointment? He's like, it's in 30 minutes and I haven't, bruh. Like, he was like yelling, like, he was like saying fuck, like the whole time. Like man scared me. He's like, you know that like fear of like getting sent home back to Nigeria. Like, what are you gonna tell your people? It's like,
yeah.
So it's like, take or like say, sometimes it could be like, another episode I thought of was like, say, me just, cause like my dad comes and goes, right? Visits. So could be, let's say I want to bring a girl over to the house as soon as my dad like leaves for Nigeria, but then he leaves for the airport, but then he doesn't actually leave. Maybe he forgot something, and then I bring a girl over. Like, how, like, what a typical African dad react, you know, that kind of
thing. Yeah.
So that's like, stuff like that.
Ooh, I feel you. Okay, all right, all right. That's what's stopping it? Let's do this.
Yeah, it's...
Dropout.
The main thing stopping it is money and freedom.
College dropout. To make a web series.
No. Yeah. My dad would skin me.
He's like, this is real life, bro. I ain't doing that shit.
Yeah.
This ain't some fairy tale story, all right? I gotta get my life in order. Priorities.
He's gonna be like, you did what? You left the degree you were doing to what again? So I cannot even imagine.
He's like, to make a damn what?
No, it's like,
web?
Get
web
on the next flight and come home since you wanna be useless.
Come make drama here. Come home, beat your ass.
Yeah.
That's another mishap. See, that's another episode in you.
Yeah, exactly.
But all right. When do you finish school?
I finished this year, actually.
Oh, nice. That's why you're like, I'm working on it. Nah, you know, I'm just keeping my car. Yeah. I'm just going to do it when I'm done. We'll be in the game. All right. So you write your own script and stuff, or you'll be like finding someone to write for you?
No, I write my own.
Like, oh, no way.
Yeah, it's not that hard to write a script, I think.
I don't know. It's not like I'm a writer. Check my bio, but...
I mean, I hate writing, so I just like open Microsoft Word or like Google Dictate. Most people don't know this. Life hack, by the way. This has saved me many times. I hate typing. I'm a slow typer. But on, like, I think from, I don't know if it's from Microsoft Word 2016, there is a button at the top right corner when you're about to type that says dictate.
Yeah.
If you click it, you just start talking and Microsoft types itself for you. You know how many times I've had an essay? Even like during the pandemic, like I was having English class and the teacher's like, oh, you have like 30 minutes to type this number of words and submit it. I'm like, okay, like if I type this, I'm not gonna make it in 3 minutes. And just click dictate, start talking, and then once you're done talking, obviously my accent is not perfect, so it's gonna put some errors, so you proofread it and edit it, not just edit one or two words there. Done. Yeah. Submit.
Technology. This kids of today, yeah? Man, we had to use a damn pen for this.
Man. Yeah, so that's why I have a notebook where, mm-hmm. like, sometimes I'm like, okay, if I need to write or doodle, I do. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, if I really need to write something, especially if it's going to be bulky,
yeah,
I'm just like, nah, I don't got time for this.
I feel you. All right.
Yeah.
Man, this man is a multi-talented. That's why your thing says Jack of all trades.
Master of none.
That's not good. You need to be a master of something. Give us
I think I'll be a master of something at some point. It's just a matter of time, I guess.
Master. But right now, you're a master of dance, yeah?
I guess we could say that.
I look forward to this one.
There's this advice Robert Kiyosaki gave. He's like, if from his book Rich Dad Poor Dad, that was saying know a little bit of everything. Like, you don't have to be specialized at one thing. Mm-hmm. And how he explained how it helped him in life, joining the army, working at Xerox and all that stuff. So I guess
see, I don't trust that man, but yeah, I get you. What's up, Rob, man? You see, I saw him somewhere. I was like, oh no. Oh no. I don't know if you know about Fresh and Fit. You ever heard of him?
Yeah.
I saw him there.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, oh brother.
What was he doing at Fresh and Fit?
Oh, he was being taught how to be a, what's it called? Alpha.
Okay.
Cause you're like, I'm a sim. Okay. Here you are, the whole world, you've impacted everybody. Everybody should be looking to you for advice. No? Yeah. But I mean,
why would he?
Yeah, he divorced his wife.
He made all that money, so.
But his wife left him, yeah. Because.
Well, I guess.
Because he was a blue pill.
No man is safe. I mean, if if Bill's wife or Bezos' wife could leave them, and even some of Elon's past, like, nobody's safe, right?
Nah, but with those guys, it's different, right? Like with Bill or even Elon, even Bezos, like,
yeah,
you're not really in a relationship. It's like, it's a business transaction.
I mean, yeah.
Like, especially Elon. Like, Elon, the man doesn't sleep, he's working. And here you are being, oh, honey, love me. I ain't got time for that. See you on Friday, 2 p.m. to 3. So for them, it's like, we out. But I don't know the other guys with, like, Kiyosaki and stuff like that. Like, I don't know his situation. But it's complicated. Like, people want, you see, you choose two things. Either you want a guy who's available and broke.
Yeah.
Or a rich dude who's here and there.
Somewhere there.
Like, it's tough, man. It's tough in these streets. Like, I don't even know. You in a relationship?
Nah. See. Single AF.
Why? We got all the women in Vancouver. Ladies and gentlemen, guys, if you want women, come to Vancouver.
Lies. Ask your child, like, that's, ask your child means, like, white, clear lie, like, the lie is pure.
Man, we got more ladies than guys here. What you talking about?
It's not about more, it's like, are they worth it?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-mm. They work out. I see them running. See,
this is Vancouver to me. The good ones, or the supposedly good ones, have been taking, and they left like the riffraffs for us.
Listen to this guy. I don't know what you're talking about. It's just cold in the streets. That's all I know.
It's cold in the streets, exactly.
Cold, like, in the streets, man.
These people are like, nah, they're like cutthroat, like both the men and the women.
Yeah.
But I say blame the woman.
It's going on the internet. Yeah, see him. Cancel this brother. Vancouver women are the best. They're sweet. sweetheart.
Why?
I can't look at the cameras.
Why are you lying to them? Like,
sup, ladies? Y'all know I represent.
Why are you lying to them?
No, we're gonna put a poll. How are Vancouver women, fellas, in the comment section? Let us know.
Everybody knows, like, it's all over TikTok. Like, don't be sugarcoating it, bro. Call them out. Let them change. You people should be responsible.
So you're saying it's both guys and girls, or it's mainly girls? Well, I don't know.
It's both, but yeah. Like, I don't. At this point, I don't know who to blame. But me, I'm a good human being.
Okay.
And they be playing me in these streets.
Are you getting played? You only
okay. I play and get played.
Tell us your worst story. What's your worst story in Vancouver?
Worst story.
All right, rated PG.
like worst, like, date story or like...
Yeah. Something that kids can learn something from.
Okay. I'm not going to elaborate, but I'm just going to say I once got ghosted in the rain on a cold November rainy night. We're supposed to have dinner at, like, was it Earl's or something like that?
Mm.
And this girl made me come out all the way from Coquitlam to downtown and doesn't show up. Doesn't reply to the calls, doesn't reply to the texts, till tomorrow. And the funny thing is, me and this person still follow each other.
I'm making this a clip, yeah?
So, I don't know, like, if at least respect that I brought out my time, you know?
Yeah, I feel you.
Than just...
Ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn. Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah.
It's rough in this.
I would never do that to someone. At least show up late, you know what I mean?
But I did it once, though. I'm sorry. I did it. It didn't happen to me. But that one, I actually showed up. But the person didn't look like how I saw them. Like, because everyone was online, yeah? And then we set up the thing. Mm-hmm. Supposed to meet and then go for drinks, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm crossing the street. So it's like I was on the other side. So I had to cross to get to her.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked up. I'm looking at the only person holding the phone. And then she looked up like, Jesus, turned around. I apologize, ma'am, wherever you are at.
I've had a catfish experience like that. But I did meet up with the person. But it was the most awkward thing ever.
Yeah.
So for some reason I text. This was back in my swiping days. I might get back in, but
nah, that shit don't work, man.
But it's not worth it. So
I feel
I be swipe on this girl. Her pictures look nice. We're talking. We agreed to meet at a club. What's that club on in Chinatown? I forgot the name. Yeah, but so we meet up, and bruh, she looked almost nothing like the pictures. I was like, and then we danced a little. I'm like, and then thank God for my boys, thank God for it. Shout out to Jambier, he's like. So we kind of devise a plan. He's like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
Mm.
And then I tell her, yo, my boy's feeling sick. I gotta see what's up with him.
All right.
And then he just like, I just go with him. And we didn't even go to the washroom. We just went through the crowd and...
Listen, this city is messed up.
Yeah.
Blame it on the ladies.
If you're coming to Vancouver, just come for the scenery and the beauty.
Nah.
Don't come for the people.
We nice. What you talking about?
On paper.
Nicest people you ever meet, you know? If you're single, ladies, hit me up.
Mm.
I'll hook you up. I know brothers.
That will shatter your heart.
I know ladies too. If you need a lady, you know, you never know. We don't judge.
All right.
We're back. So in this section, yeah, we have a segment, yeah. Mm-hmm. I have questions for you that were written by a 7-year-old.
Okay.
A little boy. He says the questions I ask stink, so he has better ones.
Okay.
All right. So the first question for you is, for what in your life do you feel the most grateful?
I think I know where this question is going. What do I feel most grateful for?
Yeah.
Most grateful for being alive, first of all.
Yeah.
Then family and the friends that come through. Yeah. Like, just the simple things in life. Like.
All right. Got you. And then, if you could change anything about the way you were raised, what would it be?
Absolutely nothing.
Whoa. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful parents, huh?
Yeah.
That's a good life. What is the greatest accomplishment of your life?
Greatest accomplishment. To be honest, okay, I guess. I once helped a friend, actually more than one friend, but I once helped people get into university.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Look at you saving lives. Man is master of everything now.
No. I was just, yeah.
That's good. What do you value most in a friendship?
Loyalty. Communication. If you have a problem, come say it to me.
Why do I always feel people are bullshitting when they say communication? It's like,
no, because it's like, so you, someone will have a grudge and they won't even tell you, and you, or they have a problem and they just, you're like, yo.
But if I have a grudge,
at least give me the chance to, let's say I did something against you, at least give me the chance to like be like, I didn't do that and lie.
But you see where the problem is. Like,
at least give me the chance to do. Don't be afar and expecting me to read your mind. Like, this is not Bluetooth. Like, I'm not gonna know what you're thinking.
But how can I come up like, yo, bro? I don't know. I've never stepped out to someone and be like, yo,
no,
bro, we
like,
got a problem.
Here's the thing. You either, if you really have a problem, you either say it and solve it, or don't say it and forget about it if it's not that big of an issue.
Yeah. I noticed when I moved to Canada or Vancouver, because I'm not Canada, but like in Zim, if I have a problem with someone, like, okay, I have a problem with you.
See, that's the thing. Here, people are trying to hide under shells and like not say anything. Like, no, come out and tell me.
Yeah, but here people actually do plot nuclear weapons for you. You're like, oh shit, y'all trying to kill me?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, why you could have easily been like, hey bro, that was my girl you talked to. Yeah. I'd be like, oh shit, sorry. End of story. But no, now you're gonna you go around and organize boys to like jump me.
Yeah. Like, I thought we're cool.
Yeah.
Hey yo, Vancouverites. Is that what they're called? Canucks.
Yeah.
Please. Take it easy. Alright. What do you value? Okay. It was the same thing. What does friendship mean to you? That's what I asked, right?
Yeah, it was always, it's kind of the same thing. So.
Alright. What's something people seem to misunderstand about you? He's a player.
See, that's a misunderstanding right there. Like, for some reason, people tend to think, some people, not all, but, like, a good number of people tend to think, oh, he's a player, or he, there's a few misconceptions, or, like, but, yeah, I'll just use that one, for example. Yeah.
Well, I feel like that one is more of, like, people see your confidence, like, you are what people would imagine themselves when they are confident, like, oh, that
I
guy,
guess.
That's, if I was a player, I would be that dude. Then to you, it's like, hey, man, this is me. Just woke up, man. What y'all talking about?
I woke up like this. Beyonce.
What y'all talking about? Are you a fan? The queen?
Are
you a hater? Is you a hater? Let's put this on camera. Is you a hater?
I'm not a hater. I'm just, I love some of her music. Like, my favorite would be 7-Eleven, The one with Chimamanda, where Flawless, yeah. And a few Halo and all that, but like I'm not like part of the Beehive.
Oh, you're not part of, you know we are, alright. Cool.
So
support the movement. We cool.
I'm just there.
Alright.
I mean, I love her confidence, but
she's you. Yeah, I'll share that.
Yeah. I mean, like, I guess I kind of draw that because her stage performances are like.
Oh, she crazy. I wish, man, this pandemic better go away.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure she would have had another album by now. This damn thing.
Yeah.
Another tour. All right. How old are you? You're above 18. Mm-hmm. If you could turn back time and talk to your 18 year old self, what would you tell him?
I would be like, hey, man. You're about to see a whole lot of shit you're not expecting. Mm-hmm. And use it wisely. Also, be patient. And also, I would tell him to freaking buy Bitcoin.
Don't we all? We should go say that.
Buy. I would have told him, buy as much Bitcoin. I would have told him, see those Amazon boxes you were gonna buy and all those clothes and that watch, those glasses, you shouldn't have bought them. You should have bought Bitcoin at friggin' $400.
See, that's even better. For me, it was a dollar. Like, damn, boy. Well, we didn't even know what it was, but...
No, I was just new here from Nigeria, and I saw it on the internet. I was like, this looks like a scam. Like, I didn't understand it.
Yeah.
And then the next year, in December, Bitcoin is at $9,000. I'm like...
Well, you still should have got in.
Exactly.
That was still a good time.
I got in now, so... Not financial advice. If you get wrecked or if you don't have patience, it's not my fault.
See, I saw a guy post a thing. He's like, yo, it's the end of 2021. Y'all promised me it's going to 100,000. How far?
I thought by now I'd be like cruising in a Tesla Model S. But I have to wait, so...
Yeah. Finance
but people. I'm ready to wait, even if it takes 10 years. But will I make money? You see, like, I stalled and I fucked up. And yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That's all good. There'll be something else. No worries.
Yeah.
But, and then, what is the most important thing you've learned in your life? What was your life like before learning it? What was your life like after learning it?
Do not let people... Like, as much as you're kind or overly kind and go out of your way to do things, mm-hmm. know who deserves it and know who doesn't deserve it. Like, if you let people, they will walk over you. And so, yeah. So, be kind, be nice to people. But first, make sure that they deserve it. Yeah. Like Wizkid said, never give a man more than what he deserves. And also, there's nothing in this world greater than peace of mind.
Yeah.
Know that and no peace. Like, anybody trying to stress you, like, peace and happiness is, yeah.
Words from a man who's been through a lot. Vancouver. That's what's up. Yeah, all right. Then this one you love. What is the best compliment you have ever received?
Best compliment I've ever received. I guess that I'm funny. Like, I would say that probably because though I've gotten a few people tell me that I'm fine, like, yeah. But. I don't know if it was genuine, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a funny guy. Funny guy. What is your biggest failure and what did you learn from it?
My biggest failure. Let's see. Yes. A failure? I want to still go back to like not buying crypto early enough, but I'm trying to think of anything other than that. Mm-hmm. I probably would say nothing, because like, I mean, I failed in certain things, but that's just, you learn from them, right?
Yeah, so. That's what's up. All right. What advice would you give to a young Nigerian listening who wants to be like you? if there's someone who should be like you, know.
Wants to be like me, you probably don't want to be like me.
Yeah.
Like, just be yourself, first of all, and be patient, but like, work diligently, I guess. And also, the grass is greener till you get to the other side. Then, like, you want to come here, you want to move out, and like, I mean, it's kind of greener though, but
until it turns white, then you realize, damn.
And so
the sun is
yeah, just be yourself, like, don't stress, don't force things.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure you're happy, and that's it.
Alright.
But not at the expense of others.
Yep. It's like, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
And then this one. What is the meaning of life?
42. Yeah, that's what Google said when I asked her. But the meaning of life, I'm still struggling to, I've asked myself that question so many times.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I wish I had the answer, but it's like, from what I've derived so far, just live your life, like, fitting as many things as you can into it, like, experience as many things, because, yeah, you only have one.
So, one life, live it. That's true. That's fair enough. We've listened to interesting answers to that question. So
yeah.
And then the final one is, do you have any quotes or codes you live by?
Codes I live by?
Or that motivate you when you're feeling low.
Or quotes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. One quote is, it is what it is. I use that a lot. Another one would be, let's see. Just do what you can, you know, like, mm-hmm. forgive, don't hold grudges. Life is not that hard. If you have a problem, say it, or don't say it and forget about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, keep things as simple as possible. Like, don't try to complicate things, you know what I mean?
Facts.
Because it's like, how am I gonna know what you're thinking if you don't tell me? Like,
I'm shy.
That's on you.
got you.
Yeah, but above all, yeah, just, and then family is like the most important thing. Mm-hmm. I think, like, and not just your nuclear family, like people who will be there through thick and thin, like, you will know them as time goes. Like, you will meet many people and you'll be friends with them. But, like, over time, you will know the people that will be there in, like, your worst. Oh. So, stick with those people and make a great team with them, because teamwork makes the dream work.
That's what's up. Who are the three people who have been the most influential to you?
Three people most influential to me?
My pastor.
Mm-mm. No, no, never. I would say, I want to mention, like, my dad and, like, maybe my aunt, but I'll just group it as family.
Mm-hmm.
As I will say family, as I'll collectively group some people in my family as one person.
Mm-hmm.
And then who else? I would say, you say three, right?
Yeah.
Like influential.
Well, it can be influential, or just like you look up to, like, oh, that person did some good stuff.
Okay, then I would group the musicians in one bracket. I would say Michael Jackson, and Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, I would say Lionel Messi.
Yep. You're the guest. I'm professional on this. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Like how he lives his life. Like, lets his work speak for itself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's living proof that you don't need a PR team.
Hashtag Cristiano. Don't get me wrong. I love Ronaldo.
Keep my mouth shut.
But I love how Messi, and then his, like, not a playboy, is like one woman, high school sweetheart, keeps things simple, you know, like humble. Who's the best player in the world? I'll let the fans speak, or I'll let the people decide. I think Iniesta is one of them, you know?
Choose for yourself.
Yeah, so he, in terms of humility and certain things, like Messi.
Yeah, respect.
Yeah, there's certain questions I'll get. I'll be like, what would Messi do? You know, like, what would Messi say in this situation? And you just reply like Messi. And like, he'll be like, gracias a mi compañeros, Iniesta, Xavi.
I feel you.
Yeah. A selección Argentina.
So I have no idea what he said, but yeah, that's some Spanish right there.
Yeah, so he basically is like, it was like when they asked him, like, when they handed him the Ballon d'Or, instead of going, "Zoo," he goes, "Thank you to my teammates, the players at Barcelona, at PSG, at Argentina. They all made this possible." And he doesn't take the glory himself. He like distributes it to his team. Because teamwork.
Fair enough.
Like, even if you're like the star, it's like, how will I put it? It's like a diamond cutting tool, for example. You're the diamond bit, and then the other people at the machine that holds you. Without them, you wouldn't be able to cut. But
yep.
So.
Facts. And then, is the question that I didn't ask you that you wanted to be asked?
No, I'm not that narcissistic. I'm kidding. But
listen, a 7-year-old came up with these questions. Be nice, all right?
Sure. Who came up with the question?
My nephew, man.
Your nephew?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know where she got some of those questions.
Yeah.
From, I think, the New York Times Journal. Like, there was something they published. But yeah.
All right. And then you have a question for me.
Question for you. What's the goal?
With this, Joe Rogan status. Right. That's what's up. There'll be Joe Rogan and Kevin. So when Joe Rogan comes up some bullshit, I come up with some bullshit.
Okay.
Then we cancel each other out. Yeah, but that's the plan. Like, be that big and I want to make Vancouver, I want to put Vancouver on the map, man. I want people to come here.
Same. Like, I agree with that, but the content is not going to come until I get the freedom and the money.
This year. When do you finish school?
This year.
Like, month? November, December?
Like, around the summer, like around July.
Boom. The rest will take care of itself.
Yeah, but I'll try to put out more content more frequently. I'll try to, like, find someone to help. Like, I film, but I'll try to find someone to help me, or some of my friends, maybe. And, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
That's what's up. Any last words for the people, mate?
Any last words?
For the people. My people. What's up? Man's like, fuck y'all. I'm out.
Like Nike, just do it. That's and also,
buy crypto. Not financial advice.
Yes. This is not a financial advice channel. We are a lifestyle channel.
Buy crypto and be patient. You're not gonna regret it.
You heard the man. If you lose your money, what's your Instagram?
No, that's on you. Do not buy shit coins. If you buy shit coins and you lose, that's on you. Like, there's no quick way to make money. You just have to see the big picture and want and look long term. I want everybody to succeed, but sadly not everybody's going to succeed. And that's the reality of life. So, but that being said, buy crypto. Not financial advice. Do your own research. If you need help, hit me up. I've got people and resources that can help.
When do they hit you up?
At King Chibike on Instagram. Chibike is spelled C-H-I-B-Y-K.
Link in the bio.
Exactly.
Fuck. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's been fun. We'll see y'all next week.
See y'all later, and I hope to be back someday for more episodes.
Yeah, come back. Come back. We got new content coming up. You'll be back.
For sure. All right.
Because, yeah, there's one I want to do. There's one I want to do with ladies, though.